I am not kidding when I say this. When I'm done with this interview, I will spend a few minutes unwinding in the dining room looking for a little piece. A little piece with a blip of blue in the corner and a green and yellow pattern with fish on it. Yeah, I'm working on a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. Third one my family is taking on during the lockdown. I hear others are busy on their own jigsaw puzzles, a lot of people. Julie Wilkins is director of JHG Puzzles in Dorset, England. What's business been like for you, Julie, since the coronavirus outbreak and subsequent lockdowns took effect?
Well, probably our sales have quadrupled, maybe even higher than that.
When did your company first notice the uptick in demand?
We thought originally that it was Mother's Day that was causing the incredible surge in sales.
So that's Mother's Day in the UK, right?
Mother's Day UK, yes. And we normally get quite a blip then and sales go up because lots of mums do puzzles. But it just never came back down again.
How big is your company, JHG Puzzles, and how many puzzles are you able to make in a day?
We're shipping out at the moment and making probably between 200 and 250 a day. There are only four of us. We actually glue and make the boxes by hand, and then we have a couple of large hydraulic cutting presses, which we use to cut. They're manually put in a box, hopefully the right puzzle in the right box, but we don't always get it right.
So I've been going to eBay to find jigsaw puzzles, and it seems a whole new community of jigsaw puzzlers has arisen, and people are buying and selling almost as quickly. Who's buying puzzles these days?
We're seeing an upsurge in sales in children's puzzles because there are a lot of children at home and slightly older children too, who now got a bit more time to spend with mum and dad, or mum and dad have got a bit more time to spend with them. And right. It's good family time.
Julie, if I may be overly analytical, the world is broken and jigsaw puzzles give us a sense that we can repair things and make them whole again. Do you buy that as an explanation?
I sort of do. There is nothing more satisfying than putting the final piece in a puzzle. You know, we all do lots of other things, but putting that last bit in is really gives you a sense of achievement. And I think that's important. People feel that they can fix it, they can do it, they can make it. And you get an achievement when you see the finished picture and it matches the picture on the box.
Julie Wilkins, director of JHG Puzzles in Dorset, England. Thank you for your time. Thank you for such perfect explanations.
You're welcome.